Abortion is a violent procedure by which a human life is ended. Doctors are actually supposed to save lives, not take them. If somebody declares themselves an abortion doctor, what they actually are is a serial killer. They're actually destroying biological organisms. They're destroying humans. The child that's inside of a woman's body is not part of her body. That's an independent organism because it has its own DNA. When the sperm meets the egg, it creates a new form of DNA that's independent of the mother and father. We're talking about an independent life form that's living inside of the mother's womb. And if you were to show a picture of an aborted baby to some leftists, many times certain of them will break down crying because they've come to realize just with their own eyesight that that is a human, that that is one of us. Many people have a conscience and they feel bad for others. That's perfectly normal. Why is it that certain abortion advocates will break down weeping when they see a child that's been aborted? I thought that these babies were just clumps of cells. Most women, when they have a child, are very happy. They're ecstatic. Why? Because it's natural to be happy when you have a child. And it's unnatural to be happy when you have an abortion. People have called good evil and evil good in our culture for so long now, and it's finally caught up to them. Many people are in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and they never got married, they never had kids, and now they're going to die out with nothing to leave behind other than the few things that they accumulated in this life. What counts is that you do what God said and be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. There's a reason why God said that, because if we don't, we're going to end up experiencing population collapse. If you're avoiding having kids, you're missing out on the greatest opportunity that you could ever have in your life. The most successful societies throughout history were those who had kids. And if you rob yourself of that opportunity, if you say, well, I'm going to have an abortion because I don't want to take on the greatest responsibility in the world, well, then that's a shame. You're missing out. Not only are you murdering somebody, you're stealing their opportunities, you're also stealing your own opportunities. Don't let somebody swindle you into thinking that children are not a blessing. The Bible says, blessed is the man who hath his quiver full of them. You can't pass on legacies to your poodle. Your poodle doesn't have a soul. Your poodle's just going to die one day, and it's not going to live forever. But what can live forever, what can possess eternal life, is a human that has a spirit. Don't let people influence you to not have kids. They themselves will have animals, and they're heartbroken when the animals die. And I understand, animals pass away, people get sad about it, but you know what? Your animal, your dog Clifford, it doesn't have a soul. But what has a soul is a child, and that soul will live on forever.
My choice! My choice! My choice! My choice!
When you make the choice to end someone else's life, that's when your choices have gone too far. Take care of your offspring. Don't kill your offspring. Check out the animal kingdom sometime. Look up what a hen will do if a snake or if another creature attacks its chicks. It will do everything it can. It will lay down its own life for the protection of its offspring. God has created many creatures in nature that demonstrate exactly how a parent should be with their child. And I've heard abortion advocates say that babies in the mother's wombs are not fully conscious, and so therefore they are not people. Well, I know of a lot of people that are not conscious right now. They're in comas. They are not aware of their surroundings. Does that mean that they're not people? Really think about this. If consciousness is the standard of what makes a person, then people who are asleep are technically not human because they're not fully conscious. People who are in a coma would also not be human because they're not fully conscious. It's not an argument to murder a baby just because you think that it's not conscious enough, so therefore it's not a human. Give me a break. That's not a good argument. They say, well, it's not alive, so we can abort it. Look, if it wasn't alive, it wouldn't have to be aborted. It wouldn't have to be killed if it wasn't living. And in the case of rape, some people will say that the child should be put to death. Well, excuse me, the child is innocent. The child didn't have anything to do with what happened. The person who should be put to death would be the rapist. Punish the criminal not the innocent life. Our world is better because of people. That's why God created us. And if you have more babies, eventually they will grow up, and that's more human capital, and it brings more love and awareness, and it will keep us from having population collapse. The Bible tells us that man was created in the image of God, and that makes every single person special. The Bible says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." God Almighty says that we have value as humans. In fact, He loved us so much that He also took on flesh and came to this earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, and bore the sins of every single human. Every single sin, past, present, and future, that every single human would ever commit was laid on the back of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus took upon Himself the burdens and the sorrows that we have in life, and He bore them upon a cross. And that's how much He loves you. He loved you enough to create you. He loved you enough to die for you. I can say that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I am thankful that every single baby that does get aborted will meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. In an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, when the pain is over, they have transitioned into eternity, and they are living in glory. And some will say, "Well, you're just a man, Matt. You have no say in this pro-life versus pro-choice debate." Well, the pro-life movement is made up of mostly women, and so I'm just giving them some support. I'm just backing them up. And when it comes to my gender as a man, that's irrelevant in this discussion. It makes no sense to say, "Well, men have no say in this," when we're literally discussing whether murder is okay or not. Women should not be robbed of their opportunities. And women do have superpowers. Think about it. They could have a child living inside of them. They can take that child outside of their body and be able to nurture and raise that human and help it become another adult human. That's a superpower to be able to do something like that. That's the greatest opportunity that a woman has in life. If you're not able to have a child, I understand. I'm not attacking you or trying to degrade you as a person, but I'm telling you, if you have the opportunity to have a child and you neglect that opportunity, you're missing out on the biggest blessing of life.
That's right. I love you. Oh, yes. You melt in our hearts.
Some of the most wonderful things that I've ever seen in life are pictures of families that are together, happy people, living the dream of having offspring and raising them up and passing on a legacy to their kids. That's a wonderful opportunity. You shouldn't ever be convinced by the media or by the mainstream celebrities of this world that children are just too much of a burden. You don't want to have kids. Of course you want to have kids. Have you ever looked at a happy family before? These pictures have to be some of the most powerful pieces of evidence against abortion. Satan doesn't want you to experience the blessings of life. Satan doesn't want you to experience having the blessing of children. He wants to rob you of your blessings. He wants to rob you of your God-given opportunities. And so he'll do anything he can to say, "Well, you don't want to have a family. You want to just live a single life. You want to be a single mother." You don't want to be a single mother because then you have to go to work and then you have to pay for your children to go to daycare. Look, you want a man that will come along and protect you and keep you and your offspring safe. It's our job to be heroes to those who don't have a voice yet. They can't speak yet. And I've heard people say that just because the baby can't speak, therefore it's not a human. Well, have you ever seen a baby that is already born? It doesn't say much. It cries a lot, but it doesn't really speak much, does it? Because personhood is not defined by whether somebody can talk or not. I've seen people get in car accidents and lose the ability to speak. They had to learn it over again. Were they not a human when they lost the ability to speak? Again, these are bad arguments. They're based on faulty logic. You cannot justify murdering an innocent human.